This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Pope Francis has been laid to rest at the Papal Basilica of St. Mary Major, the first pope to be buried there in nearly 400 years. The solemn funeral mass for Pope Francis drawing at least a quarter of a million people, including this morning.
A momentous occasion, absolutely fabulous that I'm here, and one I can remember forever and ever, and I have goosebumps.
Before the funeral, President Trump met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in St. Peter's Basilica. Big difference from their heated February face-to-face in the Oval Office. This time, Zelensky saying it was
positive, Paris and London, and we want to continue such meetings to bring peace to Ukraine.
Trump posted on social media that he thinks maybe Russia's Putin doesn't want to stop the war and that he may have to deal with the Russian president differently. Massive explosion at a port in southern Iran has left at least over a dozen dead and more than 700 hurt, says Iran state media. This is ABC News. A deadline is coming fast.
After several delays, the extra identification rules known as Real ID beyond a normal driver's license take effect May 7th. Katie Nastro is with the travel site Going and says most people who cannot get in for an appointment yet may have other options.
TSA stated that 81% of people have an acceptable form of Real ID. That doesn't necessarily mean that every 81% has a Real ID, but they do have an acceptable form, and you might even have one and not know it.
A passport, federal and military IDs, along with global entry cards, are all acceptable IDs. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A bakery in New Jersey returning to an aroma that's more pastry and less perfume. Century Bakery in Bridgeton has asked customers to tone it down on the cologne and perfume that overpower the smell of fresh donuts and other baked goods in the bakery that's owned by three nonprofits. Bakery volunteer Dominic Mendonero.
Recently, we had one of our staff members essentially have an asthma attack.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're spreading local music across the state of Wisconsin. We're going to do it with two in a row. A double dip of Paul Flipowitz. We're going to do it right now, and it's all brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's East Side, making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room, try their exclusive creations, buy their brewmasters, plus sample all their local snacks and live music. It's carbon4.com.
Boogie, we're so slow. When the lights are low, it's a boogie real slow. When the lights are low, it's a devil boogie, baby. It's the damnedest thing you ever know. To boogie real slow when the lights are low. To boogie real slow when the lights are low. She does a double boogie, baby. It's a diamond thing she knows. Crazy, come on now.
Paul Flipowitz right here on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Ethical Trade CO, and they are dedicated to empowering artists and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade CO carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries on their website at ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world. Rocker, the Spine Stealers were amazing.
Wow, how did you like the pedal steel?
I know, right?
We never had a pedal steel guitar in the studio before.
And he was just, watching him play was amazing. Yeah, it just was. It was so cool. And, you know, I don't know anything about pedal steels, but there's that gadget thing, right, that's spinning and doing its thing to make it all, you know, and it was pretty neat to watch. It really was.
Wow. Yeah, I'm blown away. They were a great band.
Yep. So coming up in the latter half of this hour, we have another great interview, yes?
InStar, it's a music and craft festival that's going to be happening at the High Noon Saloon tomorrow. And it starts at 12:30 to 9 o'clock. There's going to be a whole bunch of bands going on. I think you have a list there in front of you.
Yeah. Cheetah Brown, the Spine Stealers, which we just talked to, right? The Evil Twins, Luke McGovern.
Yeah. The Evil Twins, that's Marcus Bovary.
Oh.
Used to be Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins. And, of course, Marcus Bovary passed away from brain cancer a number of years ago. And now his son is in the band. And they're kind of tributing his music. So it's pretty cool to see Marcus Bovary back in the limelight.
Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome. And then, of course, Jimmy is in the After Hour show tonight, and he's broadcasting live from a campground. I don't know how he's doing it, but he's doing
StreamYard, it tonight. It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's amazing. Local music from 9 or 10 to 11, 11 to 12. So 2 hours of more local stuff from the woods. And maybe there'll be spooky things. Maybe there'll be campfire stories. We don't know. But tune in later tonight. Use your app and or listen online or 92.7. That's how I get my radio. So, Rocker, let's play some John Massino now, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's playing with Extravaganzo 3.
Yeah.
So remember Keith Gonzo.
Yeah.
He was a singer in Predator. Do you have the date for that? I think you have the dates in front of you for the Extravaganzo.
It's really sad it closed. It logged off and I can't log in.
No.
So I don't know. I did have the, you're true. I did have the dates and stuff, but.
Well, let me, just give me 1 second here and I think I can find the Extravaganzo. It is at the Eastside Club. Oh, that was it was today, Rob. So it's happening right now.
Oh,
so
there you
John
go.
Massino is probably on stage right now.
Right.
Keith, you know, he played with Metal Gonz, Vinyl Thunder.
Yes.
Just a great guy. Owned the bar Gonzo's back in the day, and he passed away. So this is a great show to tribute him and celebrate his life.
Yeah, and then maybe go over there, listen to Jimmy Kay on your way home.
There you go.
This is John Massino now. Rock and soul music on Max Inc. Radio.
take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I'll take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left.
Sing along now.
That I have loved.
The lower fifth, they're doing live stuff in Baraboo, 517. This half hour's music is brought to you by Noah Ark's Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside the Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoption available, organic pet food, grooming, and much more. Noah's Ark Pet Store, Madison. Next, we got Adam Testify Band.
Say, I'm a thinking man.
On Max and Gradio.
Just like the little engine, I think I can, then I think again. Get weak and play this thinking game. I can't stop thinking, damn. It just goes to show I need a ride. The riptide has rolled in too fast. Feels like I'm drowning. I'm in too deep and the water's still rising, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my life like my truck's on flat. No tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. Can I see through the eyes of lies? My eyes of lies drift to the sea, polluting, promoting these lies, seducing for sexy corruption, consumption, lusting for humping, panting and hunting, chasing, facing that hardest equation. I pray for this nation, 'cause life's so amazing. It's days and some days I feel like I'm crazy, but I won't live my life like I'm trapped on a boat that won't float in the ocean. The watchtower light is shining too bright. I can't live my like my truck's on flat, no tread, no forward motion. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. I'd rather be coasting. So let's ride. So let's ride. So let's ride.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today. So you want your guitar to sound like this, but your guitar sounds like this. You better get to Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Buy or sell at Guitar Shop of Wisconsin from their huge inventory. Browse the great selection of amps, strings, and accessories, plus the Midwest's largest repair department with expert technicians ready to help you sound great. Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wright Street in Madison by MATC or online at guitarshopofwisconsin.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassAndGifts.com.
Come see bands at the new Loxley Live Music Venue in Fitchburg. The Loxley is located on Verona Road at the old Dry Bean location and features live music along with private events, weddings, and family celebrations. Book your next event. Come see a band or get hitched at the Loxley Venue. Find the Loxley Venue on Facebook, Instagram, or on the web at LoxleyVenue.com. That's LoxleyVenue.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
I can hear the hellhounds barking up the chicken tree. There wasn't a bear around, still they wouldn't even look at me. I think it was a hickory, the aforementioned chicken tree. Haven't had a meltdown since my well-recorded one. I went back to my hometown and had to play the perfect son. I was believed by no one. The sheriff unholstered his gun.
Bang.
Spot a goat man waiting for the bramble brush. My feet made a branch snap, still he wouldn't even look at us. His eyes were wide, his cheeks were flush, didn't want a thing from us. Voices in my head wail, my mind's a haunted forest now. Lost the devil in the detail. Can't focus for a half an hour. What's the point of all this power? I just turned the cherry sour.
Hey, hey.
she slept too much. Her rope shattered, she went blind. My brain sent those crystals flying. Wish I could leave it behind.
Luke McGovern, Hounds on Max Inc. Radio. All this local stuff is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Now, Rocker, I went over to Sal's last weekend.
Yeah?
And I had a tomato pie, of course, because you have to.
Yes.
But I also had their amazing wedge salad, and it was amazing.
They have a wedge salad there, huh?
They do.
I've never tried that. We just had their pizza, this week.
Oh.
They are so good. Right. Tuesdays, they have a special.
Yeah.
I forget. It's a discount on Tuesdays for like a one-topping pizza. Mm. It's worth it.
There's nothing better than just the tomato pie with some pepperoni. But I had the one with the truffle oil. That ain't too bad either. Mm.
My wife likes the figs.
Yes. Yes. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. Rocker, order us a pizza. No, we won't do that. But we have an interview in the studio right now, Rock.
We do. You know, InStar is a DIY music and craft festival in Madison. Now in its fourth year, InStar 4 takes place at the High Noon Saloon on April 27th. That starts at just after noon, 12:30. Here in the studio to tell us about InStar 4 is organizer Sigra DeWeese. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, Sigra.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we were just kind of commenting. This is, we got in on InStar 2, so Sigra has been in here now a couple of times.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it's great to see this festival grow and keep it going.
Yeah, thanks. We're really pleased with the growth, and we're really, really excited about the new venue we've moved into, where this will be our first time at the High Noon, which is really, really exciting.
That's right. Well, tell us about InStar Music and Craft Festival. How do you get that started?
So myself and my co-founder, Jesse, who is a DJ and is at a gig right now, so she couldn't join us. We were both makers and musicians in the music scene, craft scene, for years. And we really wanted to melt those worlds together because it seemed like there wasn't a lot of crossover, and we felt like there was opportunity for there to be more crossover between the artists in a visual sense and the artists in a music sense. So that was the instigating idea.
A fusion. Well, where does the name from? And don't tell me it's Bugs.
Well, I got some bad news for you, Rocker.
Oh, it's Bugs.
I knew it. I knew it.
It's Bugs. It's a entomological term for like a segment of time in the life cycle of a bug. So like between molts generally of like a growing bug. And we chose that name because I've worked with bugs in my art and stuff and love bugs and have for a long time. And it just felt like a catchy, quippy name that also encompassed the idea that we want to see these artists grow, see this event grow. Luke McGovern, who's playing, has played a couple InStars before, and this will be really fun to see how his sound and his music has evolved since I think he played InStar 1.
Yeah. He's a great artist.
He's awesome.
We play his music here all the time.
Yeah, he's great. Love him.
Well, now in the fourth installment of InStar, you have moved to a larger venue. I remember you were at the Rigby.
Yep.
And now, you know, you're going to the High Noon Saloon. Tell us about the success that has led you to a larger venue.
Yeah, well, we've been really, really grateful to receive really awesome turnouts at the past three InStars, and we felt we were finally ready to take the leap into a larger venue that could accommodate more bands, more vendors, and more attendees. And we were really, really pleased when the High Noon agreed to help us out with that. It's been an undertaking, but it's been really exciting, and we're so happy with all their support and really lucky to have them on board.
And InStar kicks off at 12:30 tomorrow, Sunday, April 27th, at the High Noon Saloon. What kind of craft vendors can people expect to see?
Oh man, we like to keep it weird at NSTAR. Yeah, we've got all the weird people.
Is there someone there with bugs?
Well, you know, there could be. Not that I know for sure, but if there's a place where there will be bug themed art, or art with bugs in it, it would be NSTAR.
Nice.
We've got silversmiths. We've got upcycled fashion creators. We have some more traditional, like, stickers and print sellers. We run the gamut.
And what is a silversmith?
A silversmith is like a jewelry maker, but oftentimes jewelry makers are sort of, they delineate themselves into what material they work with. So there's goldsmiths, there's silversmiths, and then there's like general metalsmiths who maybe work in brass or copper. And silver is kind of it's a precious metal, but it's still relatively attainable. So a lot of metalsmiths go the silver route.
Well, let's talk about the music. You have a great lineup. Tell us about the artists playing NSTAR. We were talking about Luke McGovern, but you have Jada Brown. She from Minneapolis?
She is from Minneapolis. Yeah, we've got a couple Minneapolis acts. Jada Brown is a really cool kind of like neo-soul R&B fusion act that I am personally really excited to see. We haven't had something like that at NSTAR yet, so I am super stoked for her. And also from Minneapolis, we have Creeping Charlie, who are a really awesome indie rock group fronted by two sisters.
And do you play in one of these bands?
I do play in one of these bands, Rocker. I play in Frozen Charlotte, which will be that's sort of like an art rock, hardcore mixed with dark wave sort of vibe.
And the Evil Twins, that's a Marcus Bovary tribute with his son, right?
With his son, Quentin, who... I love Quentin. He is him and I used to be in a band together back in the day, and he's one of my dearest friends, and he's just the most incredible guitarist.
Like, I was kind of wondering how they were playing on this show. You know, yep. I was like, huh.
I've got the in with the son. I really think Quentin is doing his dad's music just an incredible. Yeah, really, really living up to his.
I know he
his
sold
dad's
out
stuff.
The Burr Oak.
Yeah, in like 5 minutes, it was crazy. Wow. So really, really stoked for that. If anybody out there listening is familiar with or loves the Marcus Bovary oeuvre, I would highly, highly suggest coming and catching a set fronted by Quentin, Marcus's son.
And the Spine Stealers who were
just here. Yes. Wonderful, wonderful too. I've played with them before, I have not seen them in their full band iteration. I've only ever seen them as a duo or played with them as a duo. So I'm stoked for that.
Yeah, they said
this
started in February.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Super, super new. Yeah. Stoked for that. They sounded great. I caught just the tail end of their set in here.
Yeah. And they all got here in like a Ford Focus. I don't even know.
Oh, NSTAR 4 Music and Craft Festival takes place at the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Sunday, April 27th from 12:30 to 9 p.m. How can we purchase tickets and find out more online?
Well, you can go to the High Noon website and check it out there. We have a link in our bio on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that jazz. Or you can just show up at the door, and tickets are $10 if you buy them before tomorrow, $15 if you buy them at the door tomorrow.
Now, Sigrid, you were telling me about your interest in bugs. And you make bug art.
Yes, sir.
Can you describe your bug art to us?
My bug art.
These are dead bugs, right?
Yes, they're bugs that have passed naturally of natural causes. and I preserve them, pin them, and then preserve them in usually like resin. And then I am a silversmith, so I'll sort of smith them into rings or pendants or whatnot with fun little, you know, filigree around them and whatnot.
What kind of bugs?
Well, I love cockroaches, which it sounds like a contrarian answer.
Oh, wow.
But I do love them. I think they're really neat. I find a lot of wasps deceased towards the end of the summer. A lot of ladybugs kind of in September. There's kind of different seasons for bugs, the same way there would be for like flowers.
Makes
or
sense.
Tomatoes. Spiders, I find them every now and again. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you didn't, and now you, have you had a fascination with bugs for... Even when you're a kid?
Yeah, I've loved bugs as long as I can remember. My biggest goal in life at age 5 was to own Madagascar hissing cockroaches, which I do now.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I have a neighbor, Raina, and she is just like that. She loves bugs. She has no fear of bugs, and I think it's pretty cool. I think one day she would be an entomologist. Did you ever think of studying?
Oh, yeah. I'm not a huge science person, though, but if I was, absolutely.
All right. NSTAR 4, it's coming up tomorrow, April 27th, 12:30 to 9 p.m. And check it out. It's at the High Noon Saloon. Segra, thank you so much for taking the time to come down and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Rob, what do we got coming up?
We're going to play some Spine Stealers. Yeah. We're going to do West Texas Sun now.
Oh, yeah.
On Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
These West Texas sunsets remind me of sun as we burn, burn to bone. On my third cup of gas station coffee, tasting last night's cigarettes, my poor heart beating like a drum.
Everybody's got a place to hide. Everybody wants their sun to shine. Everybody's on a roller coaster ride. Everybody's got a lesson to be learned. Everybody's skipping lines to take their turn. Everybody cross bridges as they burn. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up. Everybody's got a boat to row. Everybody loves an afterglow. Everybody keep one hand on your phone. Everybody needs a holiday. Everybody lets the bad days marinate. Everybody's lives in retrograde. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up piece by piece by piece.
We'll be right back.
an echelon as everybody leaves Babylon. Everybody in the crowd just sing along.
What we need, what we need, what we need.
Yeah, just a little peace.
What we need, what we need, what we need.
Yeah, just a little peace.
What we need, what we need, what we need.
Oh, just a little peace.
What we need, what we need, what
yeah.
We need.
After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up. After everything, I still believe in the ruins of tragedy. We can build it up, piece by piece, by piece, by piece, by piece, by piece.
Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Lots of great stuff planned for next week. Madison Drum Makers, also a mini layer with Kathy Couture, live in the lair. Also, if you want to look at all the things we have planned for next week, Max Inc. Radio, you just have to swing by Civic Media and then click on Max Inc. Radio. You can even listen to all the podcasts of all the things that you heard tonight there as well. So we do that to you. You can subscribe to the podcast too. And then local music will pop right there into your pocket and you can take it just about anywhere you go. We got Jimmy K. He is going to be doing the after hour show for me. He's going to be doing Campside. So check that out. Should be a good time. Next up, we have Sean Michael Dargan. He's doing live stuff May 1st at the Full Mile Beer Company on the 2nd in the mill in Paoli.
The Undertaker's daughter bends her leg to snap her garter, goes down on one knee to write her poems on the moon. The one who looks to find her is another slow reminder of the ones who loved her quickly till they left her all too soon. Life can be so dull when you get what you want.
Oi there, Ranger Scams. This is Mad Sync Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be for the Floyd here.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new ABC News Washington Post poll showing President Trump with the lowest 100-day job approval rating of any president in the past 80 years. 39% of Americans approve of how Trump is handling his job as president, 55% disapprove. Mourners assembled in St. Peter's Square, breaking into applause as pallbearers carried the Pope's coffin outside. It was the site of Pope Francis's last official act when he celebrated Easter Sunday, just a day before he died. ABC's Patrick Reville in Rome.
In the crowd, signs saying, "Thank you, Francis."
Dare I say electric? And I think that speaks a lot to his character. People are excited to be here.
Dozens of world leaders attended, among them President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, former President Joe Biden and Jill Biden.
We've learned the wife of an active duty Coast Guardsman was arrested by federal immigration authorities inside the residential section of the U.S. Naval Air Station at Key West. U.S. officials saying the woman's work visa expired in 2017. This is ABC News.